American workers lost more jobs than expected in July.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Welcome to the Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts its day. This morning, the government told us employers cut even more jobs than predicted last month, 131,000. In a moment, I'll ask where unemployment is headed. But first, where's Wall Street headed? Some were downward this morning. The Dow is off 40 points at 10,634. In other words, down about 0.4%. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 also down about 0.4%. And shares in Europe switched from positive to negative right after that U.S. unemployment news came out. Okay, our top story. The economy lost another 131,000 jobs in July. The government's official unemployment rate stays at 9.5%. Joining us live is Jack DeGann, Chief Investment Officer at Harbor Advisory in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Hi, Jack.
Good morning, Bill.
What is the most important thing for us to take away from this unemployment news?
The most important thing for your listeners to focus on is how many private sector jobs were created. And that number was a plus 71,000. And the reason that's important is that private employers are the real creators of jobs in this country.
Yes, so private jobs up, but we lost more public government jobs than expected. And overall, what should we make of the news?
It's hard to spin this report positively. Many of the jobs that were lost, 143,000, were temporary census jobs, and that was much anticipated. I think less anticipated was the loss of another 50,000 state and local government jobs, which is an overhang that we're going to be facing because the stimulus from last year is beginning to run off, and those state and local governments are having to face budget deficits.
So, well, Congress is about to send $26 billion to the states to head off more layoffs. How much will that help?
That will help, Bill. It will push back the date at which these cuts are going to have to be realized. But unless the economy picks up and therefore state and local tax revenues pick up, there are more job losses ahead for those governments.
Okay, grim news. Jack DeGann at Harbor Advisory in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Mortgage giant Fannie Mae came out with its earnings late yesterday, and it reported another loss, the company's 12th quarterly loss in a row. Plus, Fannie asked the federal government for more cash. And if you remember, the feds took control of Fannie 2 years ago. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is here to talk about that, though. Good morning, Mitchell.
Well, the positive spin, as my grandfather might have put it, could have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it has been worse. This is actually Fannie's smallest loss in 3 years. And in the bailout column, Fannie and its smaller compatriot Freddie Mac have already gotten $146 billion to stay afloat. So another $1.5 billion, I don't know, seems like a drop in the bucket.
Quite a drop. But, Mitchell, the housing market is still so lousy. When is Fannie going to stop asking taxpayers for more money?
Well, Fannie and Freddie together still back 9 in 10 new home loans, and the government has more or less pledged to support them indefinitely. So we don't really know when they'll be off the dole. Mortgage delinquency rates are still near record highs, so these lenders have to set aside massive reserves to cover future losses. But and this is an important one, the quality of loans that Fannie has guaranteed or bought up since the financial crisis hit is actually much better. Underwriting standards were tightened way up after the problems in the mid-2000s. And so far, those loans are actually performing well. The people who are getting loans are paying their mortgages. That stabilizes Fannie's balance sheet going forward. Now, if the economy dips into recession again, you know, housing prices plunge another 20%, all bets are probably off.
Right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Mitchell, thank you.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
This summer has been a bust for a lot of music acts. The biggest concert promoter, Live Nation, its revenues are down 12%. Christina Aguilera canceled her tour because of slow ticket sales. However, one music festival keeps bucking the trend. The Lollapalooza Tour kicks off today in Chicago, and tickets have been selling. Marketplace's Janet Babin wondered why some acts are not singing the recession blues.
Lollapalooza is expected to sell out, despite an antitrust investigation into the festival's promoters. Fans will shell out more than $200 to see dozens of bands, including this one, the Drive-By Truckers. Paul Reznikoff publishes Digital Music News. He says the recession has made fans more frugal, but they consider Lollapalooza a bargain.
It's about more than just music, right? It's this huge get-together and experience and lots of bands. There's just a lot there.
And the recession can actually work in a smaller act's favor. David Lowry fronts the 90s rock band Cracker that's in the midst of its summer tour.
Our gross is probably about the same as last year. Our net is probably actually a little better.
Lowry says the band increased profits by playing less expensive, smaller venues and corporate-sponsored events for a guaranteed fee. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And finally, here is all the week's business news brought down to a Marketplace minute. Unemployment news for July just came in, and it's awfully high. Once again, the economy's aching while companies show us the money they're making. Kraft sold a ton of cheese nips and Chips Ahoy and Miracle Whips and Ritz and Kool-Aid and Shake and Bake and A1 sauce to put on your steak, while Procter & Gamble was head and shoulders above the rest, thanks to Crest and Pampers and Pringles and Bounty and Braun and Tide and Gillette and Downy and Dawn. Profits were disappointing at Dow, which used to own Scrubbing Bubbles, but now it's just chemicals, pesticides, styrofoam and plastics and rubber and stuff for your home. Profits were up at the other Dow, Jones. It's one of the things Rupert Murdoch owns, along with the Wall Street Journal and Fox. You know his shares rose if you follow the stocks. Meanwhile, the rest of us suffer along, expecting bad news and hoping we're wrong. Maybe the jobs will come back. We'll see. I'll see you at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. Join us for our Midday Update podcast. Download it right to your headphones at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.